Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Landrik has been around for a good 6 or 7 years as a top artist. He is a popular Angolan singer and songwriter, known for his R&B style that includes light Afropop undertones with a very romantic approach. His first big hit was around 2015, I think, with the song Me Agara So'um. He is back in 2021 and he's had projects in between then and now. But he's back in 2021 with a brand new EP titled Petishkos. Africa, moody say. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? And of course, as you know, we're taking it to Angola this week. But before we get into it, do visit the website, motomotomusic.com. And check out more podcast reviews and the Motomoto podcast as well. And obviously, the YouTube fam. We are starting to grow the YouTube channel. We've got over 200 subscribers, but we want to get it to at least 1,000. So if you're checking this out, go to YouTube, Motomoto Music Africa. If you're already on YouTube, hit the like and subscribe button, please. Let's do this.
The latest African album review is...
Petishkos was released on February 20 under Kuyui Music, which is Landrik's label named after his hit single in 2018 of the same name, Kuyui. It's got 5 tracks, a 19-minute runtime, and 3 features, and that's Anna Joyce, Arieth Feijo, and Irina Barosh.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The opening track on Petishkos, Pedir Mais, gives an R&B kizomba vibe, which is so good for swaying side to side, honestly. Landrik keeps it simple, but lets his voice shine throughout the track. The backing vocals are actually the essential source to adding a really, really nice touch, which wouldn't be the same without them. And I think that combination of his voice and those backing vocals just makes this song quite amazing. Anna Joyce came through with some beautiful vocals on Ja Quiero Tu. It starts off with the keys and bass doing their thing concurrently before the kick steps in with a rock-like guitar around the 1 minute mark. As if the song couldn't get any better, Landrik and Anna Joyce decided to make it a true duet singing together, showing how equally yoked their voices are. This is one of the most sweetly composed songs I've ever heard, and you know, it takes a lot for me to say that. You could say much the same about the song Ti Amo Semeru with Arieth Feijo, and the twist is this one is more piano based with a sultry saxophone in there while being much slower. It was great to get a more mid-tempo number on Turu's Ostiash, and it's the type of song to get you nodding your head while you're serenaded by Landrik's superb voice. It's a love song where he says he loves the way his boo loves him, and at that, a beautiful dedication to the love of your life if you want to do that kind of thing. I remember back in the day, we used to do like mixtapes and, you know, or mix CDs, and then when it's like Valentine's Day or birthday, you give it to, you know, the person that you love, and you're just like, listen to this, and they'll be like, oh, it's so sweet. Yeah, this is the kind of song you'd do that kind of thing on.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Although I didn't understand most of what was being sung, the feeling sounds like a full-on love EP. No doubts about it. This is a lane Landrik has carved for himself, like I said earlier, especially over the years, as somebody who's known for that romantic R&B with mixed in with Afro, so to speak. So I'm not too surprised. A highlight for me on Petit Course was the mixing and mastering of the project. Landrik achieved that vocal sheen that I look for in every project. Here it was so wonderfully done. I haven't found out yet, but I have a sneaky suspicion that the album was mixed and mastered in Portugal. The Portuguese are some of the best in the world at the technical game, and we don't talk about it enough, but I'm telling you, watch out for these guys. And I do know that Landrik used to live in Portugal. I don't know if he still does, but good stuff. I'd say in general, Landrik kept it smooth on Petit Course. It goes with his style as a vocalist and he doesn't disappoint. He is definitely more R&B influenced than anything else. The good thing is he retains his Africanness through it all with the lusophone sounds that really give him a unique, you know, style altogether. He can dabble in faster beats without sacrificing his core style, which is something I've liked about his music overall, although this one doesn't really go that far.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Although Petit Course is easily a no-skips five-track banger, I really, really liked Minha Resposta featuring Irina Barros, who has a heavenly voice. I didn't know who she was until I listened to this EP, so I've looked for music and I'm going to be listening to it after this. I also liked Padilla Mais and Turus Os Dias a lot. A whole lot. The slower tracks on this EP would bang more if I understood Portuguese, honestly. That's probably where the disconnect is. I mean, musically, the sonic dominance of the song and the feelings conveyed, I could feel it, but I think I would really feel it if I understood the language. That being said, Petit Course is a brilliant EP showing a seasoned musician on top of his game, and this is Angolan music on the world stage. Landrik does not disappoint, so give this one a try and prepare to be pleasantly surprised, especially if you're opening up to a wider African music palette. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.